Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Uninvited Living Loved. When You Feel Less Than, Left Out, and Lonely is a Christian nonfiction book by Lyssa Turkhurst, first published in 2016. It examines rejection, loneliness, insecurity, and the emotional habits that develop when people repeatedly feel overlooked or unwanted. Turkhurst draws heavily on her own history, including childhood abandonment and later relational pain, to show how rejection can become an internal lens through which every social interaction is interpreted. The book's purpose is both pastoral and practical, to help readers move away from performance-based acceptance and toward a stable sense of being loved by God. Its central message is that belonging does not have to depend on human approval, because God's love is constant, personal, and not withdrawn by circumstance. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, rejection as an internal pattern, not just an external event. A major strength of Uninvited is its treatment of rejection as something that does not end with the original hurt. Turkhurst argues that painful experiences, especially those rooted in childhood, can create a persistent expectation of being excluded, criticized, or abandoned. This matters because the book is not only about how rejection feels in the moment, it is about how that feeling becomes a filter for later relationships and decisions. A person who assumes they will be overlooked may become defensive, anxious, overly accommodating, or controlling. Turkhurst's approach helps explain why a relatively small disappointment can trigger a much larger emotional response. The value of this framework is that it shifts readers from vague self-blame to clearer self-awareness. Instead of asking why they are so sensitive, they can ask what earlier wound is being activated. That diagnostic move gives the book practical depth and distinguishes it from generic encouragement literature. Secondly, living loved is an alternative to performance-based acceptance. The phrase living loved functions as the book's central corrective to insecurity. Turkhurst challenges the idea that worth must be earned through attractiveness, productivity, religious performance, or social approval. In this framework, the reader is invited to stop negotiating for belonging and begin acting from the assumption that belonging is already given by God. This is not presented as a slogan, but as a reorientation of emotional habits. If a person lives from emptiness, they often seek affirmation in ways that distort relationships. If they live from fullness, they are less dependent on constant validation. The book, therefore, connects spiritual belief with everyday behavior. It suggests that identity shapes responds how one enters a room, interprets silence, handles exclusion, or speaks to others. This is a practical theological claim, because it moves the issue of love from abstract doctrine into ordinary social life. Thirdly, biblical reassurance as a corrective to shame and self-protection. Uninvited consistently uses biblical language to counter the shame that rejection creates. Turkhurst does not argue that hurt feelings should simply be minimized or ignored. But, instead, she presents scripture as a form of corrective truth that can challenge the false conclusions people draw about themselves. Rejection often produces two damaging instincts, collapsing inward in despair or trying to control other people to avoid more pain. The book proposes a different response grounded in God's character, especially the idea that divine love does not exclude, retract, or abandon. This is important because it gives readers a theological basis for emotional stability rather than asking them to rely on willpower alone. The book's Christian frame is not decorative, it is the mechanism through which healing is understood. Readers are encouraged to bring fear, comparison, and shame into prayer and reflection, where those reactions can be measured against a larger truth. In this way, biblical reassurance becomes an active tool for replacing self-protective habits with trust and emotional honesty. Fourthly, structured spiritual practices for processing hurt. The book stands out for combining reflection with concrete spiritual exercises. Turkhurst includes prayers, self-assessment questions, and guided prompts that move the reader from recognition of pain to deliberate processing. But this matters because many books on rejection identify the problem without showing what to do next. Uninvited tries to close that gap by offering repeatable practices that readers can use when insecurity resurfaces. The 10-day prayer emphasis, as described in the available material, gives the book a rhythm and makes it suitable for personal devotion or group study. That structure reflects an important assumption: emotional change is rarely instantaneous, and spiritual reassessment happens over time. The book, therefore, functions as both a narrative and a workbook. Its method acknowledges that readers often need specific language before they can articulate their own hurts clearly. By giving them practical prompts, the book reduces the distance between insight and application. This makes it especially useful for readers who want a faith-based approach that is organized, not merely inspirational. Lastly, why the book resonates with women navigating loneliness and relational insecurity, although its themes are broadly human. Uninvited is written with a clear audience in mind, Christian women dealing with loneliness, comparison, and relational insecurity. Its resonance comes from the way it names common experiences that are often minimized or hidden. Feeling left out at social gatherings, comparing oneself to others, or fearing that one is not enough are treated not as trivial moods but as meaningful emotional and spiritual struggles. Deduced and adiciate, the book is effective because it combines vulnerability with directness, allowing readers to feel seen without being reduced to their pain. Turkhurst's public profile and the book's commercial success suggest that this focus met a real need in Christian nonfiction, especially among readers looking for language to describe wounds they had not fully articulated. Compared with more general self-help books, Uninvited is more specific in its spiritual assumptions and more personal in its emotional access. Compared with purely devotional material, it is more psychologically attentive. That combination helps explain why it has remained influential in Bible study, small group, and individual reading contexts. In conclusion, Uninvited will be most valuable to readers who have a history of feeling excluded, judged, abandoned, or not quite enough, especially those who want a Christian framework for understanding those experiences. It is well suited to women, small groups, church studies, and individual readers who prefer reflective nonfiction that combines testimony, scripture, and practical prompts. The main benefit of the book is its ability to connect inward emotional patterns with outward relational behavior, helping readers see how rejection shapes not only feelings, but also choices, trust, and self-presentation. It also offers a clear alternative to approval seeking by grounding identity in God's love rather than social acceptance. What makes it stand out in its category is the balance of vulnerability and structure. Many books on rejection focus either on therapy-oriented analysis or on devotional reassurance. Uninvited does both within a distinctly Christian register. Its language is accessible, but its underlying concern is serious: how to live without being governed by fear of exclusion. For readers who want a faith-based resource that is emotionally literate, personally honest, and usable in real life, it remains a strong and distinctive choice. If you would like to support Lisa Turkhurst, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.